Good morning. Let's celebrate communion this morning. If you love Jesus, if you're thankful for his cross, please join us. In my recent reading, I've read a couple things about communion that I would like to pass on to you. In Matthew 26, Jesus celebrates communion for the first time with his disciples. First, he took bread, broke it, and said, "This is my body." Then he took wine and said, "This is my blood shed for you." I've read it was no accident that he did it in this order. He was saying, "I will come into your body first, just as you are, and then I will cleanse you with my blood." So if you have the idea that you must clean up your life before you can take communion or ask him into your heart, Jesus would say you are doing it backwards. He will come into your heart, into your life, just as you are, then he will cleanse you with his blood. And here's something else to think about. In Old Testament times, if you wanted to atone for sin, if you wanted to draw close to the Lord, you brought a lamb to the temple. The lamb was carefully inspected to make sure it did not have any warts or blemishes. If the animal was found worthy, it was sacrificed, and atonement was given to the person who brought the animal. Notice, it was not the worshiper who was judged. It was the lamb. It was the sacrifice that had to be worthy. In fact, it was recognized the worshiper was not worthy. That's why they brought the unblemished sacrifice to atone on their behalf. Do you see the significance of these two things? When you come before the throne of God, do you, like me, struggle with feelings of unworthiness and condemnation? I have to remind myself daily that there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. I have to speak scripture over my life. The Lord your God is in your midst. He rejoices over you with singing. He will be quiet in his love. He will rejoice over you with shouts of joy. He is mindful of our frame. He remembers that we are but dust. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in loving kindness. And of course, Romans 8, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. I have to reset my thinking daily or hourly sometimes and bring it into alignment with the truth of Scripture. But our Heavenly Father lives in a place of joy and happiness. Oh, how I struggle to see that. My natural tendency is to see God as peevish, uptight, judgmental, and picky. He's almost impossible to please, quick to point out all mistakes and shortcomings. In truth, I see him as I see the world. I've created a God that looks just like me. But the true King of heaven and earth is gracious and kind. He is patient. He is gentle. He is understanding. He actually loves people. He wants to be my friend, to be your friend, to come alongside of you even when you are doing the most mundane things. So looking at this, we can see that Jesus, the perfect Lamb, was judged, so we wouldn't have to be. It's almost ironic, isn't it? The perfect one was found guilty, so the guilty could be found perfect. How can this be true? God astonishes me sometimes. I agree with King David. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too great for me to understand. Father of Jesus, source of all kindness and every good thing, we thank you. First, we are not judged. Your perfect Son, the Lamb of God, was judged and found worthy to absolve us of all of our sins and shortcomings. And secondly, you want us to come just as we are. We don't have to wait until we think we are good enough. Have we told you yet today, Father, how much we love your Son, how kind and patient he is, how gentle and forgiving, There's no one like Jesus, and we will love and praise him forever. Thank you that we can partake of the body of Christ joyfully and in a worthy manner by focusing on his perfection, on his unfailing love and sacrifice on our behalf and not on ourselves. Amen. Let's partake.